Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Ladies, I am so excited to talk to you today about the cost of clutter and disorganization in your life. A lot of this podcast will be not new information, stuff you've already heard before, information that you've collected from other sources, and I'm just going to kind of put it all together in one podcast. I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're not crazy. It is not all in your mind. There is an actual physical cost to having a lot of clutter and disorganization in our lives. And also, this is probably not the first podcast you've heard in the Organize 365 episode. If it is, hi, welcome. But most likely, you've heard me talk about a lot of different organizational things. Maybe you've done some of the programs, and you're making progress on getting your house organized. And the more progress you make, ironically, the more frustrated you get with clutter and disorganization. Have you noticed that? Like, if you could get one room organized, then you get really, really irritable when that room starts to get disorganized again because you don't want to go backwards, right? So you have a new level of organization that you expect. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the different costs that clutter and disorganization have in our life and then the steps we could take to make a difference. So the first couple are ones that you've heard before, but I just want to mention them. The first is there is definitely a financial cost of having clutter. You end up buying items twice, you end up losing items, and you get distracted or you don't care for items properly and then they get ruined. Sometimes you miss deadlines or you miss discounts or you misplace gift cards and then they expire and you never get to use that financial value. So I don't think anyone would argue that there isn't money saved after you get organized. When the more organized of a life that you live, the more you have the time to clip the coupons. And you remember where the coupons are after you clip them. And you even have them in your errand folder in the Sunday basket, and they're with you when you're at the store. Those three things, any of them, can fall down when you are disorganized or live in clutter. But the more organized you get, the more likely it is that all three of those items will happen. And I will tell you, maybe they happen 50% of the time for me. There is no perfect here. We're not going for perfect. We're just going for progress. And as you make progress and you're decluttering and you're organizing, I want you to recognize the progress that you've made. The things that are frustrating you today are different than the things that were frustrating you when you very first found the Organize 365 podcast. There's also a mental cost to clutter, trying to remember everything that needs to be done, whether it's changing the laundry, doing the dishes, putting more deodorant on. Do you know how many times I've forgotten to do that one? It's just the constant trying to remember all of the things that we are responsible for, which is why one of the things I love about the Sunday basket is that I could put notes to myself in the Sunday basket, write down ideas I have, things I want to buy, things I want to remember, put those on index cards, post-it notes, write them on the back of a mail envelope, whatever, drop them in the Sunday basket, and then go through those notes on Sunday. I find personally 50% of the things in my Sunday basket are notes to myself. So if you aren't adding notes to your Sunday basket, that's a great thing to add to help you clear some of that mental clutter that's going on. Then there is a definite time cost to clutter. In the whole month of September, all of the podcasts are going to be related to getting more time in your day. There's the time we spend looking for things. I apologize. The UPS guy is coming. All kinds of stuff is going on while I'm recording this podcast. All of the planners just came for the 100-day home organization program, which, this is a little side note, registration is open right now. I'm recording this before you hear it, but registration is already open, and registration is open while you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening real time. So Hunter just greeted the UPS guy, and 250 planners just got dropped off in my garage. So I will be packaging up those this weekend. So speaking of time and interruptions and clutter, let's talk about the cost, the time cost of clutter and disorganization. This is the one you know is happening. Like, you know you're losing time, lots of time, but you have no time to figure out when you're losing it. And the only way I could figure out how to document or quantify the amount of time I'm losing would be to do a time study where you write down constantly how you spend your time. Well, if you don't have any time, who has time to do that? I've done it twice and it's very depressing. Very depressing. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I watched that much TV. Oh, I didn't realize I was driving in the car that much. I had no idea laundry took that much time. So I don't like doing time studies because the results are even more depressing than the actuality. I find that I have very little truly productive, actionable time, whether that means I'm working on a home goal, a family goal, a business goal, a personal goal. I just don't have that much time dedicated to myself. So you lose time by looking for things or escaping the reality of your cluttered and disorganized situation by watching more TV or playing a game on your phone like I do or leaving the house and going somewhere else. So the reality is we have a lot of demands on our time. And if we are not proactive and prioritizing in how we spend that time, then we just end up bouncing around on the winds based on the demands that come at us day after day and just what is the next urgent fire that we need to put out. Then there is the emotional cost of clutter. This is also another one where you feel it and you know it's a reality, but there's no way for you to justify it until recently. There was a study that was done that showed it only interviewed 30 families, but it went through 30 families and it found that the families who had more clutter, disorganization, and unfinished projects in their home had lower cortisol levels. So they had a physical ramification for the increased amount of clutter and unfinished projects in their home. So you're not incorrect. This study showed that these families had more depression and they had a less satisfied marriage and they had higher cortisol levels. And they just didn't feel as happy in their homes as people who had a more organized home did. It was a really interesting study. I just read it, and I was going to tell you more about it, but it's I'll put the link in the show notes to the actual study, but it's very scientific. And it showed that these cortisol levels go down and that this really does impact your mood. It impacts your family, and it impacts everything. So this emotional depression and decreased marriage satisfaction and stress and hopelessness is real. You are not imagining it. All of these things are coming from a cluttered and disorganized home. And when I say cluttered and disorganized, I mean based on your standards, not based on my standards. I don't have a standard. I'm not a minimalist. I'm not a maximalist. I'm a mom. And the study that was done that showed the cortisol levels was all married couples with 2 to 3 children and both spouses worked. So that was the sampling that they are using. There are minimalists that would have a couple things out of place in their homes and their whole day would be off because of it. And there are people that have lived in the same home for 50 years, surrounded by knickknacks and clutter, and they feel perfectly happy and they're totally satisfied with their home and they don't want to get rid of a thing. There isn't a right or a wrong here. Just like there isn't the right amount of money to have in your 401k. There isn't the perfect weight that every person should be. There's not the best way to feed your baby. There is no perfect here. It's, are you happy? And if you aren't happy, what are you going to do about it? Because no one is coming to rescue you. Isn't that mean? I'm so mean. I'm telling you this because I realize that when my dreams are not fulfilled, it's because I'm waiting for someone to come rescue me. I'm waiting for someone to come realize that I would be awesome with my own TV show. Or I'm waiting for a publisher to knock on my door and say, hey, do you want to publish a book with us? Or I'm waiting for whatever. It's not going to happen. That's why I'm going to New York in October and I'm going to meet with a book publisher. And that's why I'm filing a patent and I made a prototype and I'm going to meet with the manufacturer and see if they'll make the Sunday basket. Because nobody is going to knock on the front of my door and say, hey, we heard you have the Sunday basket thing and we're wondering if you have a prototype for a basket and we thought maybe we'd manufacture it for you. Now, if any of these scenarios actually are fields that you're in and you would like to knock on my door, just go ahead and do it by email, lisa@organize365.com. But the reality is, it's not going to happen. And if it happens, it's a one in a million. No one's coming to rescue me. No one's going to build my business for me. No one's going to organize your home for you. Even if you hire a professional organizer, you still have to do the work. Right? You still have to be there, make the decisions, and do the work. No one is coming to rescue you. I know, I keep saying it. It's so mean. But I really want it to sink in, not in a depressive way. I know some of you are crying right now because I'm not coming to rescue you. But I am coming to rescue you through this podcast. And I know that every change starts with you. And usually you get to a point where you say, that's it. I am not going to live this way anymore. It's no longer acceptable for me in my mind that I am this weight, this much in debt, this cluttered, this dissatisfied in my marriage, this dissatisfied in this my job. I just got an email from someone who said they quit their job and switched jobs and took a 50% pay cut, and now they're extremely happy. You don't have to stay in any one situation that is making you depressed and grumpy and lonely and sad. However, you could take any situation that you're in, and when you change your mindset, the situation will change overnight. Like the way you perceive a situation changes the emotional attachment you have to it. That's why I keep telling you, nobody's coming to rescue you. They're not. They're not coming to rescue you. I love the end of Pretty Woman, where he comes in on the white. Have you guys seen Pretty Woman? It's in the 80s. If you were not a teenager or older in the 80s, I'm going to assign you the task of going and watching all the great 1980s movies. Oh, there were some great movies in the 80s. So Pretty Woman is one of the movies in the 1980s. And at the end, Richard Gere comes in this white limo and he's standing outside of the sunroof and he's going to rescue Julia Roberts, and she's up in this apartment and he has flowers and he climbs up the fire escape and he says, because she always wanted to be rescued. And he said, what did the princess do when she was rescued? And she says, she rescued him right back. So even though she wanted to be rescued, and she was rescued by this millionaire, billionaire person, and she had no money when she met him, at the end, she realized she was worth something. Like, she was worth loving, and she was worth being able to rescue him right back. We all have value, and we all have a mindset, and everything is within us. Like, you have the power to do everything you want to do, and everything that you were created to be, do, and have. So this fantasy that somebody is coming to rescue you is not going to happen. You're not going to walk down the stairs and all of a sudden all the laundry and dishes are done. Your husband isn't going to miraculously just start pitching in around the house. And your kids are not going to behave, you know, for the rest of forever and be cute and matched in different outfits. And, you know, that is not going to happen. But you can make a change. And there are two things that you need to do. The first one is to change your mindset, which you're already doing by listening to this podcast. You are already making the mental transformations that are necessary to live a clutter-free and organized life. You're already doing it. So we could check that off the box. And I've been talking about this for hundreds of podcast episodes. Today, I want to talk about the physical change. And I want you to actually do something for me. So if you're driving in the car, I actually just want you to pause this. When you get home, listen to the rest of it. So you need to be at your place, wherever it is you live. So if you live in a house, I want you to stand somewhere on your driveway near the garage or near the house. If you don't have a driveway and you have a front door, I want you to stand at the front door, like if you're in a condo or an apartment or something like that. Or if you have a back patio, but you don't have a driveway, then stand at the patio door inside the house. If you're a teenager or you're in a dorm room or, you know, your residence is like an apartment or a bedroom, I want you to stand at your bedroom door. Okay, so we're all standing at this threshold, right? And if you are a homeowner with a driveway, I want you to have a piece of chalk. So now you have an assignment. You have to go buy chalk. Like, I really physically want you to do this. I want you to go get the chalk. And you could go on Facebook Live today. I will be showing you this on my Facebook Live. So you're standing there. You're standing there in this place that you are blessed to call home. You are blessed to call it home. Even if it has a whole bunch of clutter in it and a whole bunch of unfinished projects and stress and all of these things, it is still a blessing. And we are going to take a step forward together, all of us together who are listening to this podcast at the same time, which does happen, by the way. There are other people listening with you. We're all doing this together. You are not by yourself. You're at your house. You're not by yourself. We're all together. And the home that we live in right now, the apartment, the condo, the house, the RV, whatever it is that you are standing in right now, that is your blessing, is what it is. We're not going to move. We're not going to just get rid of everything. What we have is what we have. And it is our comfort zone. We may not like it, but it is our comfort zone. It's what we've created. We've been a part of creating this home. And what is uncomfortable is not changing the inside of the home. That's not uncomfortable. What's uncomfortable is changing your perspective and your mindset, which you're already doing. And as you do that, you expand. You expand your mind, you expand your influence, you expand your expectations for yourself, you expand what you expect of others. And right now, together, we are going to expand your comfort zone. And I want you to take one giant step forward. Now you're further away from your house. You've expanded beyond your home. And this is what happens as you get decluttered. You start to expand the amount of time you have. All of a sudden, you have a little bit more time and you could start organizing. As you get organized, take another big step forward. Now you're getting more time again because your house is starting to get organized and you're able to step out further, physically step out further from your home because you aren't stuck there just maintaining, decluttering, and organizing. You're getting free. And not to escape. We are not escaping our home right now. We are expanding. We're expanding our influence. We are expanding our love. We're expanding our mission. We're expanding our hospitality. And as you get organized and your home becomes a place where you can invite people in and you have plenty of restful time when you come home, then you start expanding your productivity. Take one more giant step forward. Now you literally have days where you wake up, there's very little on your to-do list. You are in control of your time because your home and your possessions and your stuff are no longer in control of you. You are in control. You are proactive and you are productive. And you're a pro, baby. This is when you are the pro. And a lot of you will become professional organizers. Like, it is amazing, but it's true. A lot of you, once you can do this for yourself and you realize how freeing it is to have expanded, you've expanded so much. How could you not share that with other people? How could you not help other people get to where you are right now and free them from being reactionary and living day to day and be to this new productive, proactive, and planned life where you are in control of your goals and your dreams and your hopes and your future. All right, if you have that piece of chalk, I want you to draw a line in front of you. I want you to think about the emotions and the thoughts that just went through you as we went through that exercise. I closed my eyes as I said it. I don't know if you closed your eyes and really took it all in. Listen to it again. What did you feel? How did you feel when I said you no longer had clutter and then you were organized and now you're living a productive life. How did you feel about that? What emotions came up in you? And are you thinking, well, that was a nice exercise. I can't believe I felt that way because that's never happening. No. It can happen. It will happen if you choose to make it happen. So you've just drawn a line in front of your feet, right? If this is your back patio, you could still do that. Don't do it in the hallway if you're listening to this in your bedroom. If your mom doesn't listen to the podcast, please don't draw on her floor. Now, I took you through that action step and I had you physically do it with me. And now I want you to do it for yourself. If you are ready, if today is the day that you are going to be productive and proactive in taking back your home so that you can live the life you were purposed to live, step over that line. You've drawn a line in the sand, driveway, and we're going to step over it. I want you to step over it and say, yes, I am worth it. I can do it. And I am going to be better and my family is going to be better for it. I am right here with you. This is such a different podcast than I normally do. But I was trying to figure out, how do I really express to you the difference it is in organizing your house on your own or organizing your house with a group of people who say you can do it? I'm going to be here every week. Every week I am going to encourage you, motivate you, share stories, and help you along on your organizing journey. But if you really want to be with a group of people who are doing that together, who are expanding their influence and taking back their homes one drawer at a time, one cabinet at a time, at the same time, the same space, you want to join the 100-Day Home Organization Program. I know, sorry, but you do. You know, like I told you, a lot of you are going to become, I can't even think of it. What are we? What am I? What the heck am I? Professional organizer. That's what it is. I wanted to say productive, proactive. No, professional organizer. A lot of you are going to become professional organizers because you can't help but share with other people what you've learned. Well, that's me. I can't help but share with you what I've learned about organizing, which is why clearly I can fill up podcast after podcast after podcast about it. But I know two things. Number one, if you follow the 100-Day Home Organization Challenge, and yes, it's a program, it's going to take more than one time. You're going to do it more than one time. That's okay. It's a lifetime membership. You are going to make more progress, faster progress, lasting progress because of the order in which I, a professional organizer, have organized the program. It's designed to get your kitchen done first because that's where you spend the most of your time. Then we do the closet in the bedroom because that has the most emotional impact on you. And it's the second biggest place where you spend the time. I also know that the 100-Day Home Organization Program is not free. It is an investment. And that's exactly what it is. An investment in yourself. When you pay for something, you treat it differently than you do things that you get for free or at a low cost. And when you pay for the 100-Day Home Organization Program and get that beautiful planner in the mail that just came here, you will make a priority getting your house organized, more so than if you just listen to these podcasts for free. It will be a program. It will be simple. It will be emailed to your inbox. They have a Facebook group and they're all in there talking about it. And you'll be in the same Facebook group and you will feel as part of a community and you will make more progress. And if we look back at the cost of clutter, it's already costing you money, physical, financial money, not to be organized. You will recoup the cost of the 100-Day Home Organization Program when you are living an organized life, because you will have more time to save money, more time to earn money, more time to do whatever it is you want to do. So I am hoping that you will join me. And if you're hearing this after August 28th, which is when registration ends Monday night, then just wait. I do this 100-Day Home Organization Program 3 times a year. The next time we'll start the beginning of January. I haven't decided which date we're starting in January, but it might be as late as January 8th will be the first day. but I really hope that you will join me in the 100-Day Home Organization Program. And even if you don't, you just stepped over that line that you drew on the driveway, and you are stepping into a productive, purposeful life.